began discussing various forms of shlichus, pointed out the kasha of the Tosfos HaRosh and HaSugya, the need for two psukim, the fact that the Baal can appoint the shliach, and even though we know that that is true, a separate zeres hakasa of that, an isha can appoint a shliach likamah. And we discussed the fundamental difference. We understand how the Baal can do so. After all, he is the Baal HaChalos, he is the Baal Maisa Gerishin, and therefore we understand very well how he can appoint the shliach. After all, as the Rambam writes, that's comparable to shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula, the Rambam's mashal when it comes to hafrashas trumos maisros. Hashem came when it comes to the Ishan Maisa Gerishin, that is Baal Karcha. Simply all that is required is a Maisa Nesina. So in such a case, we would have assumed that she cannot appoint a Shliach, if not for the fact that there is a Xeris HaKasav of a Shilcha, Malame Shios HaShliach. So one could argue as follows. One would have thought that there should be differences between Shlichus Balach and Shlichus LaKabbalah, but once you have the Xeris HaKasav of our Gemara, perhaps the Xeris HaKasav tells us not to distinguish. And what is true of shlichus generally, what is true of shlichus lahalacha, is also true of shlichus the Kabbalah as well. But we saw that this is not true according to the Rambam Shita. Even the maskana, once you have the gzeres hakasav b'shilcha, these are two different halachos of shlichus, and the Rambam writes the difference will be edus l'kiyam adavar. That certainly the Baal does not require edus l'kiyam adavar for minyan shlichus. This is not true when it comes to shlichus l'kabbalah. All of a sudden, edus is necessary at that time. So you see, very importantly, according to the Rambam Shita, that even the maskana, once you have the gzeres hakasav, it is not telling us that this is one halach of shlichus, but rather marked differences between shlichus l'halacha, shlichus l'kabbalah. Where else do you see that this is true? So another possible difference is the sugya here in Kedushin Adab, Mem Aleph Madeis, where the Gemara is discussing the fact that an Eved Knani can at times serve as a shliach. A goy certainly cannot serve as a shliach. Ein shlichus l'akum. What about when it comes to an Eved Knani? Generally speaking, for example, in areas of Dinim Amanos, when it comes to Mecca or Memkar, an Eved Knani can serve as a shliach. But here the Gemara writes the following Kiddush, that the Amrav Chia Bar Abba Amrav Yochanan, Ein Ha'Eved Nasa Shliach L'Kabel Get Miad Bala Shalisha, that an Eved Knani cannot serve as a shliach L'Kabbalah. Even though we would have thought an Eved Knani is Bichlal Shlichus, that is not true when it comes to a shliach L'Kabbalah. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara says the following, that Lefi She'ena B'Toras Gitin V'Kedushin, an Eved Knani himself is not included in the Parsha of Gitin V'Kedushin, and therefore, if he is Eina B'Toras, he cannot serve as a shliach. So even though when it comes to Dina Mamanos, he can be a shliach, he is considered to be B'Toras Mecca Humemkar, B'Toras HaKinyanim, nonetheless, this is not true when it comes to Shlichus LeKabbalah. It's an important Kiddush, the requirement of Iko B'Toras. If one is included in that Parsha, they are the ones who can serve as a shliach. The example that the Gemara gives is Shlichus LeKabbalah. That's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Would this be true of a shliach HaBaal, of a shliach LeHalacha, or should one take this literally, the case of the Gemara of Ein HaEved Nasa Shliach LeKabbal Get Miad Baal HaShel Isha? So if you look in the Ran in Gittin Andav, Yud Beis Amad Aleph Nedapei Harif, here the Ran quotes the fundamental machlokis between Rashi and the Rimigash. The Ran quotes the Chiddush of Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, Ein HaEved Nasa Shliach LeKabel. The Ran writes, according to Rashi, that Hu Hadin Sheno Nasa Shliach LeHavi. The same thing is true as far as the Shliach HaBaal is concerned. He cannot be a Shliach LeHava as well. That requirement of Isa B'Toras is not only limited to Shlichus LeKabbalah, but it's true when it comes to a Shliach of Gerishin in general. And there is no such difference. However, the Ran continues, Aval HaRav Rabbi Yosef Alevi, the Rimigash, no, Shalo Paslu Ela LeKabbalah, Aval LeHava Kasher. This is only true of the Shliach HaIsha, LeKabbalah's Gita. This is not true of the Shliach HaBaal. An interesting Kiddush. The requirement of Isa B'Toras is only true when it comes to Shlichus LeKabbalah, not true when it comes to Shlichus LaHalacha. That's a further difference between the Shliach HaBaal and the Shliach HaIsha. Why is it that one could suggest there should be a difference? If you look in Chedushei HaRashba, in Gittin Adav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, the Ramaskalah, the Rashba quotes the Ramban that says the following, When it comes to a shliach lekabbalah, mekave in the asa get liyadei migureshes. Once she receives the get, in such a case, that's when the gerushin is chal. So therefore, if at that moment the get is chal, that shliach who brings about the chalos gerushin, that requires isa b'taras. Mashenkin, when it comes to a shliach laholacha, for example, when the Baal appoints a shliach and he hands the get to that shliach, the gerushin is not yet chal, that was not the maisa gerushin. Ad the matya gita the other lo megarshale, the gerushin certainly is not chal as of yet, so therefore there is no such requirement of isa b'taras. So therefore, the difference in shlichus the Kabbalah, shlichus the halacha, the Ramban explains, is that ikah b'taras is a requirement in terms of the ma'isa gerushin. That is the moment that the get will in fact be chal. That is limited to the case of a shliach le Kabbalah, not to a case of a shliach le halacha. When we see that sugya and daf mem alef mabez, we'll have to look at the examples the Gemara gives carefully, because the Gemara seems to require that concept of isa b'taras not only when it comes to the ashlichus, even when it comes to shlichus regarding hafrasha shumas and maestros. So we'll have to discuss that when we see the Gemara and daf mem alef mabez. But so far, for our purpose, a difference in terms of whether an eved kanani can serve as a shliach or not. A further possible difference is the following. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, and this is based on the Shita of the Ramban, this is found in Eben Ezer and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Si'if Mem Gimel. Here the Mechaber writes the following: a shliach lekabbalah cannot appoint another shliach. Eino yachol limno shliach. Let's assume for whatever reason this shliach cannot serve that function. A person was appointed to be a shliach lekabbalah, and for whatever reason that cannot be, we do not allow the shliach lekabbalah to appoint someone else in their stead. In other words, that ein shliach also shliach. Shliach A cannot go ahead and appoint shliach B. The shliach lekabbalah in yachalim no shliach, afilu nenas, vafilu nasna rishus limno shliach, even if clearly that the woman will allow the shliach to go ahead and do so. When it comes to shlichus lekabbalah, ein shliach osa shliach. This is true uniquely of a shliach lekabbalah, not true when it comes to cases of a shliach lehalacha. Why exactly is that true? Why should we assume when it comes to shlichus lekabbalah, ein shliach osa shliach? So the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samachov Mabeis is not discussing this aspect of shlichus lekabbalah. The Gemara is discussing something very differently. What happens in the following case? The Gemara says, Yilam dena rabbeinu. Amar l'shnayim, the Baal says to two Eidim, Kisvu utnu get l'ishti. That's what we call Sivui HaBaal. No? Get requires Sivui HaBaal. So the Baal turns to two people and he says, Kisvu utnu get l'ishti. And all of a sudden now, v'amr l'sofer v'kosav. And the Eidim now go to the sofer, and they instruct the sofer, write this get, and the sofer does so. Is that legitimate or is that not? The Baal said to the Eidim, Kisvu, that's Sivui HaBaal. Can these Eidim now turn to the sofer and say, write the get? The Gemara says, perhaps not. Why is that true? The Gemara says the following, after all, Ba'amar Shmuel Amar Revi, Halacha Karabiyosi, the Amar Mile lo mimsran l'shliach. A very important principle. Mile lo mimsran l'shliach. When it comes to shlichus, as we pointed out, that's also in Tzuvas of Ayin Dalet, Issa b'shlichus, Issa b'tnai, not a gzeres hakasav, but a psara. If I am considered, as we saw in Rabbi Chanan, that I am the Baal HaKinyan, the Baal HaChalos, shlichus allows one to transfer, right, to posit a concrete right. I can go ahead and empower shliach to be mafrish truma. I can empower shliach to go ahead to make a kinyan. Shlichus is considered to mean extend to mesiras koach. I can empower. The cross is a very great chiddush. Here, what are we talking about? Sivui habal? A get requires sivui habal. Kisvu tenu. Can I have a shliach, shlichus, and sivui habal? I can have shlichus for the concrete act of ksiva, or misira, or kabbalah. Can you have shlichus on tzivui habal? So that's what the Gemara says, no, that's called mile. Literally, it means words. And mile lo minzer l'shliach. Words do not allow for the possibility of shlichus. So I can appoint the shliach to do a hafrasha, to make a ma'aseh kinyan, to make a ma'aseh gerushin, to make a ma'aseh kedushin. But can you appoint a shliach to convey tzivui habal? The Gemara says that tzivui habal is merely mile, it's words alone. And that does not manifest itself in shlichus. Mile lo minstran l'shliach. That's the chiddush of the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Beis. So therefore, I can go ahead and tell someone, write again. But can that person now convey that message to a sofer? Right, tzivui habal? Tzivui habal is not something which is mimtzer l'shliach. That's a sugya in Gittin Daf Samach Beis. What does that have to do with our case of shlichus the Kabbalah? This is the great chiddush of the Ramban. If you look, for example, in the Magid Mishnah, Magid Mishnah is found in Perek Chav Zayin Halacha Chav Beis. Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Beis is of his gerushin. The Ramban writes the following chiddush: that ein shliach le Kabbalah osa shliach. The shliach ha'isha cannot appoint a shliach in his stead. Why? The Ramban writes the following: Dahaviluhu milei. That is considered to be mile. Mile lo mimsr l'shliach. This is exactly what the Mechaber writes in Kuf Mem Aleph, as we quoted. Shliach kabbalah yachol limno shliach afilu nenas afilu nosen reshus lino shliach mishum dahavi le mile v'mile lo mimsr l'shliach. This is the chiddush of the Ramban. It's a fascinating ha'ara. When it comes to the Baal, that's not really true. There will soon shliach also shliach. If the Baal will go ahead and say that, here, this is the get, deliver this get, that shliach is viewed as a shulch Hashem kamoso, but makam habal, there was a mesiras koach, there was a transfer of authority. And therefore, shliach also shliach. The shliach can transfer that identity or that right that he has. When it comes to shlichus the Kabbalah, the Ramban writes that certainly is not true. She is not the balas haget. She is not the balas hamaisa. The chiddush of the shilchom alam v'shiyos shliach is the following: despite the fact that she is not the bala kinyan, she is not the bala chalos, you don't require das ha'isha. All you require is the maisa nesina. Nonetheless, we recognize a concept of shlichus that she can command someone else to do so in her stead. But that is not a din bailin, and therefore that is called mile. And mile lo mimsr l'shliach. The shliach does not have a right, a yad, or a zvus that can be transferred to anyone else. That's the chiddush of the Ramban, that when it comes to shlichus l'kabbalah, that is called mile. Shlichus l'halacha shliach an d'maisa, mesiras haget. Mashenki, when it comes to shlichus l'kabbalah, that is called mile. Mile lo mimsr l'shliach, and therefore a great chiddush that ein shliach l'kabbalah osa shliach. This fact regarding the understanding of the Ramban, shlichus l'kabbalah, right, mile lo mimsr l'shliach, ein shliach osa shliach, the Ramban has another fascinating application of ein shliach osa shliach when it comes to shlichus l'kabbalah. That's a sugi in our parak as well. Just a little bit later, the Mem Gimel on the Beis, the Gemara raises the following issue. The Gemara says this: it's not hasam. Nara hamurasa, he va'avia mekavlin es gita. You have a nara hamurasa. There was erisin. There was no nisuin. This girl is considered to be a nara. And as we discussed, nara hamurasa to an extent is still considered to be birshus avia. All of a sudden, instead of going through the nisuin, so the Baal wants to divorce. So who is it that receives this get? Nara marasa, the sheet of Tanakama, he v'avia mikablin esgita. Chiddush, that you have a choice. The get can be given either to her, to the Nara, or it can be given to her father. Rab Yehuda disagrees. Zam Rab Yehuda, that is not true. Ein shtei yadayim zochos ke'echad. Impossible. How can you have shtei yadayim? Who is it that receives his get. If it's her, give it to her. If she is Bershus Abia, give it to the father. But where do you see that there should be an option? Either the get is given to her or is given to the father. That cannot be. And therefore, Ella Avia Mekabel Ezgita. So therefore, she is a Nara, she is only an Arusa, she is still considered to be Bershus Aviha, and therefore, he is the one who must receive the get. So Machlokes Rabbi Ben Tanakama, Rabbi says the get only goes to Aviha Nara, all of a sudden, the Chachamim, as we assume halacha choice, he Vavia Mekablin Ezgita. What is the Shita Sachachamim? Rabbi objects that Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kechad can't have such a thing. Who is it? V'nasam Biyada. Who is that Biyada? Is it him? Is it her? You can't answer me that it is both. Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kechad. Good. What is the Shita Sacham that disagrees? One Lachora could understand in one or two possible ways. No? One possibility is maybe the Chachamim fundamentally disagree. You argue Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kechad? We disagree. A Naro Marasa, to an extent, is Rishus Aviya, but she also has an independent yad, she's not a katana, so therefore we absolutely disagree. Shtei yadayim, zochos kechad, and therefore, ohi, oh Aviya, possibility number one. Possibility number two, I'll tell you, is the following, that no, the Chachamim also agree that ain shtei yadayim, zochos kechad. We admit that that's true. So how can we say, ohi, oh Aviya? In principle, we agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Aviya Mekabel Ezgita. But if the get will be given to the Nara herself, it is a form of Shlichusa Da'av. It is not as an independent yad. I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. You can't have an independent yad for A and for B. It's not independent at all. As Biti Nasati Lishazer, like the father was responsible for the Kedushin, he is the one who must receive the get. If you give it to the Isha herself, it's the Torah, Shlichusa Da'am. Interesting finish. Two possibilities within the Shita of the Chachamim, the Vipaskam, like La Halacha. What difference does it make? Whether in fact it is an independent Yad that Isha has, or whether her Kabbalah is only as an extension of the Yad Ha'av? This is Mem Gilu Madeis in our parent. If you go to the bottom of Daf, Mem Dalad Amar Aleph, the next Amud, the Gemara just raises the following subject. Vayimine Rava Rav Nachman. Nara, Mao Shitasa Shliach Lekabel Get Miyad Bala. Can a Nara Hamu Urasa appoint a Shliach for Kabbalah again? We just got through saying that a Nara Marasa, according to the Chachamim, can receive her get. Can the Nara Marasa appoint a Shliach in order to receive a get? She's a Gdola, she can receive the get. Can she appoint a Shliach in order to receive her get? Good. Rashi writes, L'Rabbanan, obviously, it's only according to Shitsa Chachamim. L'Rabbanan, Dari Mekabel Es Hasgita. So can she appoint someone else in order to be Mekabel Es Get V'Chaye Aviha? What exactly is the Safek? The Gemara says, "V'ha'achel kami ba'ile, mi alima kiyat avia l'shavi yishliach." Is her hand comparable to that of the av, where shlichus is possible, right? Olo, or maybe it's not. Amale, the Gemara answers that ein osa shliach. A nar hamarasa cannot appoint a shliach in order to makabel her get. Even a woman can normally appoint a shliach l'kabala. A Nara Marasa cannot appoint the Shliach to Makabel her get. That's the Maskana Sagamar Andav Mem Dalet Amadeis. So we had a Chakir Andav Mem Gimel Amadeis. Why is it that Chachamim maintained that he Avia Makabel is Gita? An independent Yadu Shlichusa Da'av? The Chakira, we're not Poshe. The next Da'av, Nam Mem Dalet Amadeis, the Gemara says that the Nara Marasa cannot appoint the Shliach Makabel is Gita. Who puts all of this together? The Mochamos. This is the Mochamos in Gittin, and Daf Lama, the Medeis, and Daf Biharif, where the Ramban writes the following. This is one sugya. The Chachami maintained that Namarasa can be Mekabel as Gita. The Chakira is whether this is a Yad, Bifnei Atzma, or whether this is B'Toras, Shlichus Da'av. This is the Ramban l'shitase that assumes that the shliach l'kabbalah is milei, and milei lo mimsra l'shliach. When it comes to a shliach l'kabbalah, ein shliach osa shliach. Can an amras appoint a shliach? So the Ramban puts this all together. Oh, beautiful. If you assume that the yad that the Chachamim maintain that allows her to receive her get is an independent one, in such a case, of course, there's shlichus. A woman can appoint the shliach l'kabbalah. But if you will maintain, the Ramban writes, that she has no independent yad, in principle, Rabbi Yehuda is absolutely correct that ein shnei yadayim zolchos ke'echad, and any ability of the namarasa to makabel her get is b'torah shlichus da'av. So therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara will question, that just as ein shliach l'kabbalah osa shliach, she can't even create the first shlichus, because that is milei, that is ein shliach osa shliach l'kabbalah. And the maskana of Gemara daf mem daladim obeys, that amarlei that ein osa shliach, a nara hamurasa cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, that is poshe darchakira daf mem gimlum obeys, that even when the Nara Murasa herself receives the get, she does not do so independently, but merely b'torah shlichus davia. Well, that's the chiddush of the Mochamos. That this is a l'shitase. These are the links between the sugya daf mem gimel, the sugya daf mem dalet. A very great chiddush. Then the Mochamos writes a chiddush al gabi chiddush. That no, the Gemara says that this is true when it comes to Nara. Good. The Gemara daf mem gimel beis. Can this Nara go ahead and be mekabel her get? Rashi has a very brief comment. Nara hamurasa. Rashi writes the following: Hu hadin liktana. The same thing applies when it comes to liktana. So why does the Gemara mention Nara hamurasa? Laudia kokos Rabbi Yehuda, to tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though she's a Nara, she's already a gedola, she still cannot receive her get. But the Chachamim who allow her to receive the get would allow even a Ktana to receive her get as well. Wow, that's a fascinating issue. The Ramban writes that whether this is true or not should hinge on this Chakira. To what extent? This is what the Ramban writes. If you come to the Gemara Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, and it tells us that a Nara Hamarasa cannot appoint the Shliach L'Kabbalah as Gita. Why is that true? Because there's no independent Yad at all. It's merely being done as Shlichus of the Father. And just as Ein Shliach Osa Shliach L'Kabbalah, so therefore the Nara Hamarasa who automatically is a Shliach L'Vav cannot go ahead and appoint a further Shliach. So therefore the Mochamos writes the following: Umeyata Ktana She'ena B'Torah Shlichus Ein lo yad b'shel acherim klal, and therefore only Abiha against Rashi. Even though we assume that a nara marasa is makabelas gita, that is only because a nara is a gdola who can be viewed as a shliach, and therefore this nara is a shliach of the av. When it comes to a ktana, that there is no shlichus whatsoever, so therefore there's no possibility of receiving the get at all against Rashi Shita. It is not Buhadin Ktana, but the Dafkana got, because the Chachamim would never allow such a possibility. That's the fascinating Chiddush that the Ramban writes. The Shlichus, the Kabbalah is Milei, but Cholot HaRakul is not Nitfas and Shlichus. That's the Gzeres HaKosov that we allow that to be true. And the Chiddush of the Ramban, that Shlichus of Nara Marasa is always the Torah Shlichus. Right? It's not an independent yad, and just as ain't shliach osa shliach, and Amarasa can't even appoint his shliach rishon. She is the shliach rishon, and therefore that would be ain't shliach osa shliach. Good? This is all the chiddush of the Ramban. A further difference between shlichus the Kabbalah, shlichus the Halacha, shlichus the Kabbalah is mile and milo mitzre the shliach. So far, several differences. No? Shlichus the Halacha, shlichus the Kabbalah, the issue of Ika b'Torah, the issue of a Yisbukiyam Adavar, the possibility of Shliach Osa Shliach with the beautiful elaboration, the Shitasi, the Mochamos, in Gitna Daf Lamed Amadeh. Given that this is true, given that we would have argued that there's no Shlichos whatsoever when it comes to the Isha, she's not the Balas HaMaisa, she's not the Balas HaChalos, you need a Shlichos Nesina, Vinasa Biyada, as the Tosas Rosh writes, Gerish in his Balkarcha. But yet, the Pasuk tells us, Vishilcha, Malamish Shehi Osa Shliach. How do you understand this Gzeiros HaKosov? We've often mentioned, when you have Gzeiros HaKosov, sometimes it just tells you, despite everything that you said is true, Gzeiros HaKosov nonetheless tells you that this is it. Normally, B'chol Torah Kula, Mila Mimsur L'Shliach, here nonetheless, when it comes to Shlichus L'Kabbalah, we allow Shlichus to take place. That certainly is one possibility. But maybe there's another possibility as well. This is what Rosh Hashanah discusses in Simen Chafei in Eretz HaTzvi. Right? The heading is called Geder Din Shlichus HaIsha L'Kabbalah Haged. And here Rosh Hashanah puts forth a couple of possibilities. This is discussed in Birch HaShmul and Gittin in Simen Chaf Gimel. Oz Beins. Given our background, we certainly understand why a pasuk is necessary to tell us Shahisho Sashliach. But now one can raise the following issue. So maybe one could argue that Enochinami, the Shlichus the Kabbalah Saget, is the Dabar Yotzim in a cloud. It's Kulo Chidish. It is a different form of Shlichus as Shlichus B'chalot Torah Kulo. Or maybe one could suggest another very interesting possibility. It's true. Gerushin does not require Das Aisha. A get can be given Bal Karcho. All that you require is Nesina, nothing more. Maybe one could argue a very great Kiddush. But look, if the woman is just doing nothing, all she's doing is receiving the get, no Das Aisha is necessary. So how do you have shlichus and there's no das, we discussed? Chidush yotzim in haklal. Ein l'chabal chidusha. Maybe one could argue the following. Maybe that's not true. V'med v'ram amurim. That all you require is that the get is given liyad ha'isha, v'nosam v'yada, no das, bal karcha, nothing. That is only true v'nosam v'yada, when the get is given liyad ha'isha, when the baal hands the get to his wife, or the shliach gives the wife to Yad HaIsha, that's true. Mais and Asina, which is Chal Bar Karcho, no Das Isha is necessary whatsoever. But maybe now one could suggest the following Chiddush. The Chiddush of Shlichus is the following. Bamed Ramamurim. The woman is a passive player. All that's necessary is to receive the get. No Das. That is only v'nos on the yada, when the get is given liyad ha'isha. What is the chiddush of the parsha of shlichus v'shilcha is the following, that if the get is not given to the yad ha'isha, it's given to someone else, then das is needed. There are two models of gerushin, liyad ha'isha or lidas ha'isha. No? Two possibilities. If the get is given to her hand, that's Gerushin Bal Karcho, V'nosam B'yada. However, if that is not true, Yesh Odin Sheni Shal Gerushin, and that is Misgareshes Al Yedei Acherim. But if the Gerushin is Al Yedei Acherim, B'chi Haigavna, B'inan Data Ba'an HaGerushin, then Das is necessary. The whole Chiddush that we've described, that you don't require Das Yisha for Gerushin, that is one model of Gerushin. That is V'nosam B'yada. The Chiddush of Shlichus is not that there's Shlichus without Das. The Chiddush is that there's a form of Gerushin that requires Das HaIsha. That requires Das HaIsha. And that is a Maisa Gerushin Al Yedei Acherim. What would you gain by this type of formulation? Well, we understand the differences between Shlichus B'Halacha and Shlichus B'Kabbalah. Many of you came over after Shir and asked the following question. Well, but if that's true, that Gerushin doesn't require Das whatsoever, Ha'isha, so then how do you understand the Rambam's Nafkamina? Avedis Lekima Davar. Especially the Rambam's Shitav, it is Lekima Davar as a function of Das, so therefore we understand that there could be differences, but why should it manifest itself in Avedis Lekima Davar? This formulation resolves that issue. The exception is not that a woman can appoint a Shliach despite the fact that no Das is required. The formulation is the following. The Shulcha Malamed Sheosa Shliach means that when Gerushin is Ayyadei Acherim, then you need Das Davar Sheva Erba. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, that requires Eidus Lekiyama Davar. That is unique halacha of Das Davar Sheva Erba. That's not Shulcha Torah Kula. that requires the Das Gerishin. So therefore, if the Baal is Oshutliyah Hashlichus Bachalat Arakula, the Baal by very definition, he is considered to be the Baal HaKinyan. Hashlichus Bachalat Arakula. Here, that's not true when it comes to the Isha. Does this mean that there is a Yotzim in a cloud, there is a Parsha of Shlichus, despite the fact that Das is not necessary? Or the following Chiddush, again, we'll have to elaborate as we learn a little bit more, that there are two halakhos of Gerishin, the Yad Yishas Baal Karachal, Ayideacherim is with Das Aisha, and that requires the possibility of Eidus Lekim. A further difficulty, however, this Mechor is all true when it comes to Gerishin. What about when it comes to Kedushin? When it comes to Kedushin, don't it require Das Aisha? A get can be given by Karacho. But Kesef Kedushin can be given by Karacho? Of course not. How can that be? How can Yisha be Kadesh as Baal Karacho? The very first daf in Kedushin, the Gemara has a difficult deal, and the Rashi is very bothered by that. No? He writes, can't take the Gemara at face value. Why does it say Yisha Niknis and Yisha Mekadesh? The Gemara says if it said Yisha Mekadesh, you would think Baal Karacho. Yisha Niknis means the woman has a say. The Rashi writes, yeah. If the Mishnah said Ha'ish Mekadesh, you would think that a woman, it can be forced into marriage Baal Karacho. Impossible. There is no issues whatsoever about Karacho. Cannot be. What does the Gemara mean? The Rashba says it must mean something very different. No? Take a look at the Rashba. The Sugya of Taluv is Avin. Taluv is Avin. It doesn't mean a woman says no. It means a woman says, I agree to marry you. She says yes. Well, she says yes, she's married. No, but it's clear. She's only saying yes under duress. No? She's saying yes because you're badgering her. That is what the Gemara tells us. That's no good. That's a very great finish. Normally speaking, if a person says yes, even if they're just saying yes to get you off their back, no? You keep on bothering me. Sell me this chepetz. Sell me this chepetz. Finally, I say, okay, fine, I'll do it. If I say yes, that's considered to be a valid kinyan. Talub is amin. The Gemara says that, Agav, wouldn't say Goro Magne. Because of extenuating circumstance, because you're bothering me so much, it's worth it for me to sell you this item just to get rid of you. But I agreed to sell it to you. Why? To get you off my back. No? The Kiddush, the Rashba, that doesn't work when it comes to Kiddushin. There can't be a Hava mean that the Kiddushin doesn't require Das whatsoever. See, so that's the difficulty, no? If the Rambam would only require Eidus Lekim when it comes to Gerishin, then you have this fancy Kiddush. No? Separate Zeres HaKosav, a separate Parsha of Get. Because Gerishin doesn't require Das, how do you envision that this is true? But the Rambam writes, even when it comes to Kedushin, the Shliach Isha requires Eidus Lekim Hanover. What's the problem there? Can't one argue when it comes to Kedushin that Mamish Shlichus V'Cholot HaRagula? Das is necessary. After all, the driving factor is what the Tosfos HaRosh mentions, that Gerishin is Baal Karacho, so therefore it's not Mitzdaber that she should be able to appoint a Shliach. So the Chora, there is certainly very ample ground to distinguish between Gerishin and Kedushin, and yet the Rambam requires Eidus Lekim Hadavar for the Shliach Yisrael when it comes to Kedushin as well. Apparently what you see from the Rambam is the following, right? So that will be very relevant to many sugyas in Kedushin, that it's true that Das Ayish is necessary when it comes to Kedushin. You cannot marry a woman Baal Karacho. But does that mean that the Baal and the Isha play equal roles in the Maisa Kedushin? When it comes to a Maisa Kinyan Mekko Chamemka, she requires Das Kon and Das Machne. So I'll suggest that Das Kon and Das Machne are the same plane, no? It's obvious you can't force someone to sell against their will. You can't force someone to buy against their will. Very misunderstood. Is that really true when it comes to Kedushin? That Kedushin is simply a Das Kon and Das Machne? That the Baal has Das Kona, he acquires the Kinyan of Ishus, and the woman is Machne to the Baal, the Kinyan of Ishus? And therefore it's so obvious that Das is necessary, or do we maintain that's not true? In a very real sense, that Kedushin is similar to Gerishin. He is the Baal HaMaisa. He is the Baal HaChalos. That certainly is true. Despite the fact that you can't marry a woman, Baal Karacho. And we point that I want to come to Nisuin. No? Nisuin doesn't require a full Das, but you still can't have Nisuin Baal Karacho. No? Tosfos pointed out, no? You can't have Nisuin against one's will. That doesn't mean that you require, in the classic sense, full Das. Maybe the same can be articulated when it comes to Kedushin. That certainly you cannot equate the Das HaIsh with the Das HaIsha. He is the Baal HaKinyan. He is the Baal HaKalos. It's true that you cannot marry a woman against your will. But that does not necessarily mean that they were equal players in the Maaser HaKalos Kedushin. Where do you see that this is true? So this, right, as you know, is Ran in the Dharma Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that makes this distinction between the Das HaIsh and the Das HaIsha when it comes to Kedushin. What is the context of that Ran? So take a look at that Ran very, very carefully. The Sugya begins in the Dharma Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. A person says the following: Hare Netios Elu Karban Ad She Kotet. A person has saplings that are growing, and he says that these will be hektish up until the time that they are cut. Or talizu karva, this talis will be hektish ashetisarit, until the talis is destroyed. So a person is investing in the netios or in the talis like an ongoing chalos hektish. It will become kodesh until it is either cut, it's no longer a netiya, until the talis is burned. Good, that's the Mishnah. But the Mishnah has one more phrase: Chavches Amabeis Ein Lahem Pidyon. There's no possibility of pidyon. Meaning that kol zman that netiya is still attached, kol zman that the talis is still intact, there's no possibility of pidyon. Normally, look, if I'm makdish something, if I'm makdish a behemah for the purpose of a karban, good, it has kedushas haguflam is bare, I can't be folded. But if I'm makdish my mamon for the purpose of mamon hektish berak habayis, well, of course there's pidya, no? I can't be folded? Of course I can be folded. No? It's hektish because it's mamon hektish, and if I will buy it back, so therefore the money becomes hektish and the chepetz is yotzi l'chulin. So why does the Mishnah say Ein Lahem Pinyon? If it's a Kedushas Damim, a Kedushas Berak Habayis, why is it that there's no Pinyon? That has to be explained, no? So the Gemara says the following: Uriolam, what, you mean to say that this is perpetual? Why should this be? The Gemara says the following: Amar Bar Pada Pida'an V'Chozros V'Kochos Pida'an Chozros V'Kochos Ad She Kotetu Niktu, Hodam Pamachas, Vidayo. Well, Bar Pada says the following: what does ain no pinyon mean? There's no pinyon. Well, how can there be no pinyon? This is mamon hektish. Kedushas damim, there's always a possibility of pinyon. You know what the Mishnah means when it says ain no pinyon? Chozros v'kochos. No? It means you can be podeh, and the pinyon will be mo to the chepetz l'chulin. You know what's going to happen? As soon as it's Yotzei Lechulin, it becomes Hekdesh again. Because what was your Hakadosha? This object will be Kodesh, Kol Zman, Ashi Kotetsu, Talasu Karban, Ashi Tisare. So therefore, Chozrus Mekoshos. What does that mean? That the Hekdesh reinstates itself. Not that Mahalocha, there's no pinyon. You'll be Poder, but then the Hekdesh reinstates itself. No? Chozrus Mekoshos. That is how Bar Pada understands this Mishnah, the concept of Chozros V'Kochos. Okay. The next daf in the Dharam, Chavtes Amadeis. The Gemara says the following: Yosef Ravin, Rav Yitzchak, Berebi, Kameid, Rav Yirmiya, V'Kamenamnim, Rav Yirmiya, Yosef, V'Ka'amrei, they said the following. The Bar Pada, according to Bar Pada, that was Mechadesh, Chozros V'Kochos. There's Yitzchak L'Kulin, but immediately, now the Chalos Hektish kicks in again. So Labar Pada, the Amar Padan Chozros V'Kochos, so Tifsho de by Rav Oshia. We can resolve the suffix of Rav Oshia. Hanosein Shtei Prutos Le'isha. A person gives two Prutos to a woman and says the following: V'Omar La Ba'achas Yiskach Nehayom. One of them will serve as Kesef Kedushin right here and now. Right? U'Ba'achas Hishkashili la'achar shagar sheikh, and the second will serve as kesef kedushin the moment I divorce you. right? The guy knows he has a crazy temper, he's uncontrollable, he may impulsively give his wife a get, so therefore he says, look, I'm giving you an extra pruta now, as soon as the gerushin is found, close your sukkot shows. You should be married again. So hachanami davi kedushin, we should say according to Barapada this works. Just as when it comes to hekdesh, chozros v'kodshos, hu hadinami, we should assume this is true. When it comes to kedusha yisha, chozros v'kodshos. Great kiddush. All of a sudden, itar b'Rav Yirmiya. Right, Rav Yirmiya, the Gemara said before, was coming out then. He was dozing a little bit. He heard this resolution. All of a sudden, Rav Yirmiya woke up and said that, what do you mean? How can you say that? Amalu, that my kedam yisan. How can you go ahead and equate these cases? Can you equate the case of Pida'an Hu, the Pida'an Acherim? Can you equate this with the case of where he redeems as opposed to someone else redeems? What exactly does that mean? I'm Makdish this Talis. When I say this Talis should become Hekdish, Ashatisara. If I am Poda, the Mishnah tells us, according to our father, chozros v'kodshos. You know what? When it comes to pidyon, who's poda? Only I can be poda. Someone else can be poda, no? This is mamon hekdesh. Let's say a third party walks in, and the third party is poda. Would you say chozros v'kodshos? Of course not, no? I go to the gizmer and I say, look, you have a talis here. Here's $100 for the talis. Right? I am poded from Hekdesh, the talis is mine. All of a sudden I get tapped on the back. You know what? When the guy was Makdish it, he said that the Hekdesh is going to reinstate itself. Oh, how ridiculous. No. If you're poded and now the talis is yours, chozros v'kodshos. If padua acherim, if someone else is poded, what do you mean chozros v'kodshos? And in the Makdish Javrashino Shalom, it's not yours to be Makdish. The fact that yesterday you said you wanted to be chalach or pinyon. If I'm poded and it's mine, of course you don't say chozros v'kodshos. So Rav Yirmiya says, how can that be? How can you equate pidan hu to pidan acherim? Only if pidan hu, then chozros v'kodshos. Then the hekdesh can reinstate itself. Pidan acherim ain chozros v'kodshos. Very established. So when it comes to pidyon hekdesh, there's a world of difference as to whether you were the one who was poded or a third party was poded. But now the punchline. V'isha, your case of kedushin, no sin shtei prutas leisha, and you want one to be chal lachar shagar sheikh, then what are you talking about? Kipetau acherim damya. What is that similar to? Padu atzmo or pidau acherim? The Gemara says, no, obviously. That's comparable to pidau acherim. And therefore, there cannot be no chalos kedushin in that instance. Itmar nami, amrab ami, amrab yochanan, lo shanu ella shepidan hu, pidan acherim ein chozros v'kodshos. That's the end of the sugya. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Barapoda, if you were poda, chozros v'kodshos, pidu acherim ein chozros v'kodshos. What's the punchline for our purpose? You cannot equate your case with kedushin, because kedusha isha is kipidau acherim damya. What does that mean? At first glance, the link of the Gemara was absolutely true, no? I'm Makdish something. There are two players, no? There's the Hekdish, the Gizbar, and there's the Bama Chayfet. That's called Atzmo. What is Pidu Acherim? A third party walks in, no? Now there's the Gizbar, Hekdish, there's me, but some stranger that came in and was Poden. That's Pidu Acherim. Good? Isha. That's Atzmo, that's Acherim. Who are the players, no? The two parties of the Isha and the Baal? Where is the third party that walked in and somehow disrupted that process of chozros v'kodshos? Isn't condition exactly similar to Pidohu? And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Isha kibedo acherim damya. That's the kasha of the Ran. The Ran writes the following, v'koshali, agraba. Isn't Isha lipidaon hu damya? Isn't the woman exactly comparable to the case of Hekdesh? Just like when it comes to Hekdesh. There are two Rishuyos. There's Rishus Hekdesh and there's Rishuso, the Balach Hefetz. And as long as it doesn't enter anyone else's Rishus, Chozos Fakoshos. So isn't that the same thing when it comes to Isha? There's Rishus HaBaal, there's Rishus Atzma.
So Bedinu Shetayachol lihis kadesh me'ata filachar shetis garish. No?
So therefore, can't you have such a case of Kedushin? In the Hekdush case, when the Chayfetz re-enters my Rishus, it'll automatically become Kodesh. In the Isha, when I re-enter my Rishus, so to speak, Lachar Gerishin, I agree to remarry you. No? What's the difference in those cases? So, the Ran writes the following, though, V'nichalino, Di'im mati ish l'kadesh atzma l'ish. If a woman would have the ability that she could be the one who is mekadesh herself to the husband, hachinami? Yeah, then that's exactly like the case of Hekdish. That, havidomia dem makdish netios, mamish. But that's not true. The Pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. V'lo omra ki tilokach isha liish. The man is the bal hamaisa. The man is the bal hakinyan. Lo kol kemina shetachnis atzmal rishus habal. She cannot place herself in the rishus habal. That certainly is not true. Mishem hochi arminim perakamad kedushin di omrahi hareini meureses loch ein bidvore hamamish. You need nasan hu va'omrahu. If it's nasan hu va'omrahi, even if he does the ma'aseh nesina, if she will say harei ani meureses loch, that is invalid. So then, how does Kedushin work? So this is the famous line of the Ran. Ela mekaven shimas kemis the Kedushi ha'ish. She, of course, must agree to marry him. Once there is that agreement, there is that consent, he mevateles data v'ritzona. So therefore, she is mevateles her das. It's as though that she negates her opposition. It's as though it's a chayfet which is shel hefker in the nominal terms. And v'habal machnis l'shusa. And therefore the baal is able to make this ma'isa kinyan as though he's being zochem in a hefker. It's not das kone and das makne. It is not das makne. She is mevateles das atzma, and it is only das kona. If I am kona chayfetz of hefker, hefker is makna the chayfetz to me? Certainly not. There is no opposing bibles, and in such a case, I am kona with my own das kona. That's kiika. The entire das kedushin must be das habal. Hilkach, so therefore, ein anodanim bekedushin mitzad isha, ela mitzad habal. When you're interested in the das, in such a case, it is only the das habal that is the koveya. Ulegabe baal, from the perspective of the baal, kipidauhu acherim damya. That's what the Gemara says. That's pidauhu acherim. There was someone else other than who was entering. What does that mean? The bekedushin harishonim at the original point, hibur shusa. She is considered hibur shusa baal. Lachar gerishin. And therefore, if he is no longer the Baal, she is no longer Bershus HaBaal, Mishum Hachi lo matin lemishav gabi kedushin techaylo kipidon hu. That is rather kipidon acherim. A very great Kiddush that the Ran writes. Hoshem Shan, this Gemara is the following. If all it will be is das konin das machna, chosos v'koshos. That's not what's happening in the case of kedushin. Is that das konin das machna? No, in such a case, it is absolute das kona. She must consent. You can't marry one bal karcho. But that does not mean that her das is vital for the ma'aseh kedushin. And that's why the Gemara says, kipidouhu acherim damia. So, I'll give you just an example, right? But we'll come up with nafkamina. But those of you that, for example, Levin Ezer, in Madura Tinyan and Siminan Dalet, this raises the following question. If a katan is mekadesh gedola, that is not a kedushin. A katan is incapable of marriage. Katan la bar das. So even if the woman who he's marrying is older, it's nothing. Don't be just bothered by the following kashas. Use it for purposes of illustration. what happens if a gadol gives something to a katan? A gadol gives something to a katan. Is that a kinyan daraisa? So Tosfos writes that yes. Even though a katan is lav bardas, but if a gadol will give something to a katan, he's konami daraisa. What is that called? Das acheres machnasa. No? Das acheres. Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Chesam Adayz, that's a kinyan daraisa. What does that mean? That means that Das Matna can operate in lieu of Das Kone. A katan can't be Zocha Min HaHefker. But if there is Das Matna will carry the day on a level of Daraisa. So maybe to ask the following kasha, obviously there must be a terrorist discussion, that why is it impossible to envision Kedushei Katan as long as she is a Gdola, so she can give him a Chefes, so can she be Matna Es Atzma Laval? The answer is of course not. No, the answer is of course not. Kedusha is not Das Konen, Das Makne. The entire Das of Kedusha is just Das Kone. There is no Das Makne. I, she must consent? Of course she must consent. But the mechanism is, Mevatel says Dasa, the Mashal, not taken literally, the Mashal is it's as though you're being Zolchem and a Hefker in the sense that there's Das Kone, but there is no Das Makne. So obviously, if a katan is incapable of kinin, he's not about das, no das kona. He can't suggest das acheres machnasa. Kiyika, the das is from the perspective of the Baal. Where do you see that this is true? That the das is determined al yidei habal, not al yidei haisha. So Avne Miluim cites this run to explain the following. Avne Miluim was found in Simin Chav Zayin of Ebenezer. It's in the comments in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. It's Os Vav and Avne Miluim. The Mechaber writes the following: that Amar La Hareyat Ishti, Hareyat Zikukosi, Hareyat Knuyeli, Hareyat Arusasi, Hareyat Shali, Hareyat Pershusi, Hareyat Zikukosi, Mekudeshes. Look, you know the sugi is in the beginning of Kedushin. Good. So, Zikukasi is Lashon of Kedushin. Zikukasi is Lashon of Kedushin. So the Mechaber writes, so you give something to a woman, and prior to the city you say, Hareyat Zikukasi. So that's considered to be Kedushin. The Rama just adds the following caveat, right? Im Hevina Dvara. Yeah, but she has to understand. No? She knows that Harayat Mekudeshes is Lashon of Kedushin. She didn't learn the sugyas in the beginning of Kedushin. She doesn't know the lumbus Zikukasi is also Lashon of Yishus. Likukasi is Lashon of Yishus. How does she know this? So good, you know the sugya. You went ahead and did that. For some reason you said Harayat Zikukasi. How can you assume that that's considered Mekudeshes? So the Rama just says, right? Im Hevinat Baras. Look, you know what? Go over to the Kala. Right? She's in the middle of dancing and say to her, did you understand what that meant? When he said Hareyat Zikukasi? She said, of course I did, right? I went to this school, I know the Sukkim Kedushin, I know what it meant. Good? Fine. So Hevi Avar is considered to be Kedushin. Good? So that made the woman ask, what am I here for tasting? You need Edus Lakim Adavar. You need Edus Lakim Adavar. So here, that made the woman write, Mashma Dafilu Ein Ha'ein Demyonim Im Hevina. The Rama does not write that the Edim Bishas Kedushin must make sure that she understands exactly that which is told her. The Rama doesn't say that. The Rama kind of implies that you can take the woman aside a couple hours later and say to her, did you know that? And she says, of course I knew that. No? Fine, no problem. What do you mean no problem? How can the Edim serve as Edei Kedushin? You'll turn to the aide and you'll say the following, right? Are they married? You know what the aide will tell you? I really don't know. The chassan used a very unusual language. We were there, we saw it. There was Messiah Satabas. We're not sure if the woman had any clue as to what she was doing. Well, go ask her. If she knew, then they're married. If not, then they're not married. I say to him, but can you verify that they are married? They don't say, we really don't know. How can that be? No? Don't you require Edus Lakim Adavar? That's the kasha. Rav Nimon writes, V'kasha da havi kimikadesh below Edim. Interesting kasha. That's the kasha of the Avni Miluim. If you look in the Chiddushin of Rav Shimon Shkaf, in the end of Simen Beis, the Maseches Gittin, Rav Shimon Shkaf writes an interesting Chiddush. Perhaps this is also a difference between Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar as opposed to Eidus L'Bir HaDavar. Maybe one could suggest when it comes to Eidus L'Bir HaDavar, the Bir HaDavar, you have to know what happened. No? It's not enough for me to say, well, I saw Reuven give Shimon $100. What kind of Eidus is that? I say to you, was it a halva? Was it a matana? Was it priya sachol? They didn't say, I don't know. We were just looking at a distance and we saw Reuven give Shimon $100. One could argue that's Eidus L'Bir HaDavar. What is it for Varir? Do you know that Reuven is owed money? Because Reuven gives Shimon $100? The answer is, we don't know. We just saw that money went from hand to hand. One could easily argue that's not Eidus. Rav Shimon Shkaf writes the following Chiddush. When it comes to this particular case, that the Eidim do not have to know. Interesting Chiddush. Ein ha'Eidim tzrichim adas klal. Im ho'ilu ma'aseihim. Maybe that's not true. The Eidim can throw it to the lap of the Bezel. You're called up to be an Eidim. Okay? So you saw. So the Chassan gave the collar ring. He said, Hari Emu Kadeshesli. Right? She was wearing a gown. He was wearing a nice suit. Everything looked fine. Good. All of a sudden, someone goes over to Eidim and says, do you know that that woman was Jewish? You know, I want you to know something. That woman was an Eishesish. And therefore the condition was nothing. Vedim will say, we never met her. We're just assuming. Can they say that? And we'll say the following, well, let's investigate. Let's find out, make sure she's Jewish, let's make sure she's a Pnuya. And if she is, there was Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, that there was a Maisa Kedushin. Is there any need on behalf of Vedim to be able to absolutely positively affirm that now she is an Eishesish? Maybe they don't know enough to make that assumption, no? So, Rav Shimon Shkaf writes, there's no such need. All they didn't have to do is Re'iyas HaMaisa Kafishi and Lishmo Advarav, and you know, we'll leave it to the Rabbanim. If the Rabbanim will determine that she's Jewish, it's Ishus. And if she's not Jewish, it's not Ishus. That's not the responsibility of Eidim. That's a very important Kiddush. In other words, that the Eidim have to witness the Maisa Kedushin. They don't have to be made that there's a chalos kedushin, because maybe that includes certain variables that they're simply unaware of. So who was the Nami in this case? Rav Shimon Shkaf writes, the same is true. We will go to Bezin and say that, look, the Chassan said, Harei at the Kukasi, and he gave her Kesegush and she received it. You have a suffix as whether she had any clue as to what she was receiving? You'll work it out, go ask her. But that's sufficient for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, an important Kiddush. Okay, if that's the case, he resolved the kasha, Lav Nimilun. Lav Nimilun apparently is assuming that's insufficient. No? That's insufficient. So that's the difficulty then. Don't you require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar? So if the Eidim don't know whether she understood, isn't that Mekanish, below Eidim? So guess what? Lav Nimilun quotes the Ran. He says, but take a look at the Ran, and Daram Daflam Adamav, the Maskal Be'isha. The Torah says Kika. The Torah doesn't say Ki Tilak Achish Lish. What does that mean? You don't need Das Aisha. The Das Dover Sheberva is not multi-directional. It's not reciprocal. That's the Das that the Baal conveys. The Isha is Mevatalis Asatzma. The Baal is Maknosa. And therefore, Avnei Mum writes, the cave of Dikra Kedushin Mitzad HaBaal. So therefore, the Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is just affirming the Das HaBaal. That's the Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. The Das HaBaal, we know, was present. The Baal understood the term that he used. Nareyat HaKukasi, that assumption we can make. But Ratzan HaIsha Lo Baya Eidin. The Das Isha's record, you can't bring Isha Baal Karcho. So an hour later, turn to the woman and will say, did you realize you were getting married? Did you willingly? She said, of course I did. That's sufficient. Either Eidim did not know that at the time, Ratzon ha'isha lo baya Eidim v'sagi bodasa. Important Chiddush. Wow. That's what Avim Mulam writes. The Das Dover Sheberva is only on the Das HaBaal, not on the das ha'isha. Avnum continues and quotes a further ayah. B'cheinir muchach me'ashas b'perek ish makadesh, a sugya later on in our parak and Avnun, a sugya daf metes m'deis, Avnun amar aleph, dvarim shebelev einan dvarim. That's Rabbah's finish. Dvarim shebelev einan dvarim. How do you know that that's true? So what about the following case? A person is Mekadesh Nishal Tanai. So the Kedusha hinges on the Baal doing something. He has to provide A, B, C, and D in order for the Kedusha to occur. Good? Oh, if he fulfills the Tanai, yes. If he doesn't fulfill the Tanai, it's no good. And the Gemara comments, Afal pi sha'amra, even if the woman will state, Belibi hayali his kadesh. Right? What do you mean? I was willing to marry him regardless. He said if and then. That was his mishagas. No, but he made a tnai in order that he can provide with A, B, C, or D, Belibi hayali his kadesh. But nonetheless, any mukadesh is. The Gemara says, why? Va'amai. Va'kamra belibi. She's telling you what she was thinking. The Gemara says the following, that no, Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. Good, believe me, Hayomer came. Yeah, but Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. The Gemara says, no, maybe that's not such a raya. The Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. The Dachi, the Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hassan, that case is different, where Dvarim Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. Because Kevan Da'asne, what do you mean? The Baal made an explicit deny. The marriage is only A, B, C, or D. And Lav Kol Kamina Da'akara. You can't just simply uproot the Maisa with, this is what I was thinking. Maybe in general, this is a Dvarim Shalev Habi Dvarim. But here, the Dvarim Shalev is not going to work against the Tanaim of first, the Baal made. That's the Gemara. Some of you ask the same question. The Tepuk laid the Kedushin by Yisahadi. Wait a second, doesn't Kedusha Mikar Eidus Lekima Davar? Doesn't Kedusha Mikar Eidus Lekima Davar? Vim Haya Belibli Is Kadesh? May Hava, Kivan Delak Eidim Bazeh. Let's assume B'chalot HaRakuli, you would assume that Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim. But what are the Eidim attesting to? The Eidim will attest to her Dvarim Shebelev. The Gemara thought this was a good Rayin. The Gemara was Madcha. The Gemara should say immediately, maybe b'chalat harukul dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. But obviously, in a case where you require eidus lekima davar, well, of course, dvarim shebelev einan dvarim. So I'm making a kinyan. Everything is clearly dependent on me. No eidim are necessary. It's chal b'no b'na. So one could raise the legitimate issue. If I thought this, is that meaningful? But in a case where the eidim have to be made as to what occurred, the representation must be made in their presence, so how in the world can you argue that Belibi Hayomer Kain is sufficient? Well, that's the kasha. Have you been doing? Solomon just continues. He quotes the Rambam and Rabbi that we know. But that's a Rambam. That Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchos Ishus. That Bitul HaTnai does not require his Lekima Davar. We're okay. No, Bitul HaTnai doesn't require his Lekima Davar. Oh, so now it's dependent on Dvarim Shebelev or Dvarim Shebapeh. What about according to the Rambam? Right? The Rabbi maintains that Bitul HaTnai requires Eidus Lekima Davar, because as we pointed out, Chalos, the Chalos Kedushin hinges on this Bitul HaTnai. Chalos of Rishu requires Eidus Lekima Davar. So again, what's going on? No? This is not relevant to Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim Shebapeh. Of course it's no good, even if Dvarim Shebelev has a Dvarim. But how can you have Eidus Lekima Davar and Dvarim Shebelev? Samuel writes, "Umuchach, the ratzan ha'ish of Abay Sadeh. Eidus Lekima Davar is only necessary when it comes to Das Haba, not when it comes to Das Ha'isha. And therefore, if indeed Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim, that will be sufficient. That's not called the Kedusha Makarcha. The Das Davar Shebe'erva, right? That is the Das Haba." Fascinating finish. These are all indicators that even when it comes to Kedushin, Kedushin is not worlds apart from Gerushin. Gerushin is Balkarcha. Kedushin is not. But nonetheless, the Tadashava Shavahem is that the Das, who is the Balakinyan, the Balakalos, just as Ami is me, that's true when it comes to Gerushin. Who had the Nami, this is true when it comes to Kedushin as well, despite the fact that you can't be Kadesh Nisha, a Balkarcha. And apparently, therefore, the Ram understood the following as well. If you understand as the Ram does, Ish is Mevatalis Asatma, and the Baal is the Kohen, and there is no Das Makne. You know what? The Shlichus, even in Kedushin, is not the Shlichus for Chol HaTorah Kulo. That is comparable to the Shlichus of Gerushin, where there is an allowance for Shlichus despite the fact that full Das is not necessary. And therefore the Rambam gleaned, if in fact when it comes to Gerushin, it is the Kima that is necessary for Shlichus to Kabbalah, the same thing is true for the Shliach Isha when it comes to Shlichus and Kedushin as well, despite the fact that it's not Bal Karcha. But nonetheless, she is not the Balas HaMaisa, not the Balas HaChalos. Just Kedushin cannot be Bal Karcha. Yishim of Atalas is not small, the Balas one was Kona, that's Kikach, not Kisikach, Halos Silokach. And in such a case, therefore, this is true in that instance. We'll have to take a look at just one more detail, and that is the following: a major machlokas Rishonim regarding Bittul Hashlichus. Bittul Hashlichus. Does that require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar? You can just take a look. I don't want to go through all the Ramakomas because it's just a further ha'ara. But you can take a look at the Mishnah Gittin HaDaf Lamedeis HaMedalas. That's where, again, the Gemara discusses how it is that one is mevata l'shliach. How are you mevata shliach? The Baal goes in and appoints a shliach, for example, for the purpose of Gerish, he has to change his mind. Does he eat his lekimah over the time of Bittul HaShliach, or does he not? Right, these are two days in Tosus. One Tosus is Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Dermaschal Reb Nachman. The second Tosus in Gittin is Daf Lamed Gimel Malalat Dermaschal Rebbe. Right, this is just a further illustration of the possibility of Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar when it's a chalos of a shaverva, but not necessarily the cases of a normal da'as. We'll start the opening sugya, right, of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichus. Let me just give you a few marmakamos. The Gemara tells us the following kiddush, that regarding kiddushin, both as far as the Baal as well as regarding the Isha, you should assume the principle of mitzvah bo yosem ibishlichus. Doesn't it sound like kedushin is considered to be a mitzvah? No, mitzvah bo yosem ibishlichus. Is this true? So take a look first. The Rambam, the very beginning of Ishus, when the Rambam tells you the mitzvahs he's about to discuss, take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, and then take a look right at the end of the Miyah Mitzvos, but use the Frankel Rambam. Here there are two Girsos in the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of the Miyah Mitzvos tells you who's obligated in which Mitzvos. Right, so take a look about what the Rambam says about Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel. Then take a look at the Ran, right? In our sugya, Daf Tezayin Mabeis and Daf Harif, this Ran, we have to look carefully though. Hoshav Shat is Soser what the Ran assumes in Ksuvas and Daf Beis and the Daf Harif. Let's see if you can figure out this here. The Ran writes something here, but if you take a look carefully in the Ran, Ksuvas and Daf Beis, it does not seem that these two Rans are saying the same thing. Then take a look at the Rush. The Rush is found in Ksuvus and Paragalef and Simen Yud Beis. Right, regarding the issue of to what extent Kedushin is considered to be a mitzvah, to what extent it is in fact not. Right, there is a Tshuva Sarambam in Pe'er Hador and Simen Ches, if you can get a hold of that, where the Ram discusses this issue as well. And then, you know, I've quoted many times the Shultos, the Kusamotes, about Sukkah. So if you can, take a look at the Pirush HaNetziv, right, on that Shultos. Okay? Just simply an understanding the Chiddush that our Gemara assumes that we should apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shlichus A to Kedushin in general, and B not only to the Baal, but even to the Isha herself. we'll begin this tomorrow.